Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building a dark side think break switch up in Ableton Live 12, with that jungle and old school D&B energy, where the break feels like it starts thinking for itself. The idea is simple, but the impact is huge. We're taking a section after your first drop, usually an 8-bar phrase, and turning it into a darker, more unstable moment without killing the dance floor pressure. So instead of just looping the same groove, we reframe it. The break stays in control, but the vocal starts talking back to it. That's the vibe. Why this works in D&B is because the listener is always locking onto rhythm first. If you can change the rhythm narrative without changing the whole sound palette, the tune feels like it's moving forward instead of repeating. In dark jungle and old school leaning D&B, that's one of the strongest tricks you can use. Start by finding a clean 8-bar lane in arrangement view. Ideally, this comes after the first drop has already established the groove for at least 16 bars. Duplicate the bars before the switch up if you need to, so everything stays aligned to the grid. Keep it phrase-based. Think in 8s and 16s. That's how D&B breathes. Now bring in a break that has clear transients and enough mid-range space for a vocal to cut through. AMS-style material works brilliantly, but really any break with a solid snare and lively ghost notes can do the job. If it's audio, keep the warp tight. If you're hearing the break drift, the pocket falls apart fast. Put some very light processing on it if needed, like EQ8 to clear the sub rumble, a touch of drum bus or saturator for grit, and utility if you need to tighten the low end. Keep it punchy. Keep it readable. Next, choose a vocal phrase that can behave like percussion. You do not want a huge lyrical line here. You want attitude. Single words, short bits of speech, breaths, or gritty consonants work best. Drag the vocal into simpler or onto an audio track and slice out a few useful fragments. You only need a few solid pieces. One attack, one body, one tail, maybe one short response hit. Here's the important decision. If you want a more hypnotic, club-forward feel, go rhythmic with tight chops. If you want more eerie space, let the tails hang longer and filter them. For a beginner, I'd start with a rhythmic approach. It gets you that classic broken beat conversation faster. Now place the vocal so it answers the break rather than sitting on top of it. Try landing a vocal hit just before the snare, or right after the snare tail, or as a pickup into the next bar. Don't overcrowd the rhythm. Negative space is part of the groove in D&B. What to listen for here is whether the vocal feels embedded in the drums or pasted over them. If the vocal is masking the snare, shorten it or move it earlier. If it feels too random, reduce it to one repeating motif and build from that. That repetition is what makes the switch-up feel intentional. A simple phrasing shape works really well. Let the vocal answer the snare every other bar at first. Then add a second chop for a couple of bars to raise the tension. Then pull one thing away so the groove can breathe. Then repeat a vocal stab right before the next section. That kind of call and response is pure D&B language. Now shape the vocal with stock devices, but keep it controlled. EQ8 first. High passing somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz so the vocal doesn't cloud the low end. Then auto filter if you want dark movement. A little saturator gives it grit and helps it cut through on smaller speakers. Echo can throw a short, filtered repeat on selected words. Reverb should stay short and dark. Keep it subtle. If the vocal gets too wet, the snare loses impact and the whole section turns to soup. A useful thing to automate is a small filter movement. You do not need huge sweeps. Just a modest opening and closing can make the phrase feel alive. And always check mono with utility, because if the core consonants disappear in mono, the club system will punish you later. Now we get to the part where the break starts behaving like a think break. Start making tiny edits. Remove one kick before a snare. Repeat one ghost note. Swap a break hit for a vocal stab. Truncate the tail of a chop so the next hit feels more abrupt. These small timing changes matter a lot. You're not trying to make it messy. You're trying to make it feel like the groove is reacting in real time. What to listen for is whether the section still feels dangerous when you mute the vocal for one bar. That's a great test. If the break still carries the scene, you're in good shape. If the whole thing collapses, the vocal is doing too much work and the rhythm needs more identity on its own. Once the vocal and break are talking to each other, bring the bass back into the picture. This is the real test. If the bass line is a big sustained reese, keep the vocal more percussive and shorter. If the bass line is already syncopated, you can leave a little more room. You've got two strong options here. Either keep the sub stable and let the vocal move around it, or thin the bass for a couple of bars so the switch-up feels exposed and dramatic. For a proper switch-up, that second option can hit hard. Why this works in DNB is because contrast creates impact. If everything stays fully active, the ear stops noticing the change. But if the bass ducks for a moment and the vocal break relationship comes forward, the return feels earned. Automation is where the whole thing becomes arrangement instead of just editing. Open the vocal filter over the last couple of bars. Bring up a little extra delay or reverb on the final chop if you want a haunted tail. Close the break down with a low pass before the next drop, then let it snap open again. That dark to open movement is classic tension architecture for this style. Keep it simple and readable. A strong layout might feel like this in practice. The first few bars establish the chopped motif. The middle bars add density and tension. Then the last bar gives you a fill, a reverse swell, or a dropout that points cleanly into the next section. That gives the listener a shape they can follow. And in dance music, shape matters. If the switch-up is working, don't be afraid to commit it to audio. Bounce or resample the best version and print it. Once the vocal starts acting like a rhythmic instrument, audio editing becomes faster and more musical. You can cut the weak syllables, reverse tiny bits, and make cleaner micro-edits without juggling too many devices. A lot of producers get stuck endlessly tweaking the same four bars. Once it feels good, freeze the choice and move on. That's a real workflow win. Now, a few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the vocal too long, or it'll smear over the snare. Don't put it on top of the break instead of inside it. Don't drown it in reverb. Don't ignore mono compatibility. And don't leave the bass fully active through the whole switch-up, unless you want the contrast to disappear. Also, resist the urge to keep adding different vocal snippets. One strong phrase and one supporting chop is often enough. Repetition with variation usually wins. A couple of pro moves can make this feel more premium. Keep one anchor hidden changed, like a recurring snare or vocal stab, so the listener always knows where the downbeat lives. Use grit in layers, not everywhere. Let the vocal act like percussion first, and the lyric meaning second. And if the section feels weak in context, don't immediately add more sound. Check the mid-range clutter first. A lot of the time, the problem is too much 200 HE to 2 KHE energy, not lack of energy overall. One more useful idea, make the second pass slightly nastier. A little extra saturation, one extra chop, one reversed hit, or a slightly darker filter setting can make the repeat feel like an evolution instead of a copy. That's how you keep the arrangement alive. So here's the core formula. Build your switch-up around an 8-bar phrase. Use one strong break. Use one focused vocal idea. Keep the vocal short and rhythmic. Protect the sub. Use simple filtering and saturation. And make sure the drums and vocal feel like they're having a tense conversation inside the groove. For practice, try building a 4-bar version first. Use one break, one vocal phrase, only stock Ableton devices, and keep the bass muted or reduced so you can really hear the drum-vocal relationship. Get at least 3 distinct vocal placements, one automation move, and one little fill or transition hit into the next bar. If you can still hear the snare clearly, and the vocal feels embedded in the rhythm, you're on the right path. That's the lesson. Dark Side Think Break switch-ups are not about throwing more sounds at the track. They're about phrase design, pocket, and tension. Make the break feel alive. Make the vocal behave like a rhythm. Keep the sub under control. Then let the arrangement breathe and hit. Now go build the 4-bar practice version. Then stretch it into a full 8-bar switch-up. Keep it dark, keep it tight, and trust the pocket.